sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away.
Circle blinking in the tungsten, wondering how I seem to you, forgetting the words I'm singing for you. Am I forgetting I fell? You're sleeping with your rings on. No wings in the early morning, waking up to metaphor forming. Summer on my own land, then it circulates around town. Do I double down because I'm stubborn? The needle on the phonographic sound, you're digging it up as soon as it's drawn.
Kayla, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Can you hear you?
No. We're sorry for the late start. Having a little bit of studio difficulty.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're not even wearing the metal.
There's one single...
One of us has to wear them. And also, my headphones are not working. So we're just going with the flow, rolling with the punches today. Anyway, I'm Mia.
I'm Mila.
We are Mess Machine. And you are listening to 91.5,
right? 91.5, yeah.
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Usually when we're in Studio A, I have the radio
tag
literally sitting right in front of my face, and now I don't, and now I'm just testing my capabilities.
Yeah, we're in a different studio today, and I mean, all love. It's very cozy in here.
All love.
And none of the headphones work.
But maybe throughout the hour, we will just be fixing things and figuring it out.
Mm, yes.
So next time we talk, maybe I'll be able to hear myself. Either way, Mila, would you like to tell the listeners about our theme for today?
Our theme for today is... The clever name, which is not very clever, it's like Cup of Calm. I don't know if you guys drink.
Oh, this is also a surprise to me because she didn't tell. Well, I gave the idea of the overall genre. Vibe.
Yeah.
And she's thinking of the tagline.
Yeah. So Have you guys ever drank that one specific brand of chamomile tea and it's called Cup of Calm? So
no.
This show today is sort of like that. Sitting on your couch, drinking a cup of tea. It's cold for the first day, like actually really cold. It's 60 mm-hmm. degrees today, you guys. Mm-hmm. I was wandering around my house in shorts, wondering why I was freezing cold. That would be why. And you just feel very, like, you're settling into fall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a cup of calm. It's something to calm you down. It feels cozy, feels warm, much like Studio C. Thanks. Shout out Studio C right now.
True.
And I think it's a good way to lead us into October. I know it's supposed to be, like, 80 degrees next week, but we'll ignore that.
We will ignore that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, a big knitted blanket and, like, a crackling fire.
Yeah.
Just to put a little image in your head. Since we started late, maybe we'll continue with the music. What you just heard was Rings by Pine Grove, which was a continuation from our last week's show, and then Abigail by Frankie Cosmos, which is a throwback for me, at least.
Mm.
Anything to say about that one, Mila?
We definitely listened to this song a lot mm-hmm. our freshman year.
Indeed.
And now it's circled its way back. It's just a good song. It's a good classic. We have a couple classics going on today. A
couple classics.
Like some Maya Hawk classics. Mm. Camp classics.
Yeah,
you'll hear them when they play. Classic. But just some of our favorites and then some new stuff mixed in.
Yeah. This next one is In the Yard by Del Watergap. This is a favorite of mine. So maybe curl up with a cup of tea. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
I met two girls in Boulder. We were standing in the cold. I said there's only room for one of you to live inside my home. But this is not my home. The first one took my mind away. The second took my name. Yes, your eyes smell lovers every day, but I need her all the same. I need her all the same. Butcher, my leech, I hope you never leave. Inside my heart, killing people just to eat your mind. And if you ever grow, I will hold you in my hands and tell you just how beautiful you are. When all the old folks went to bed, the gardener was spinning. I lost my only friend and you. You held my hair. The wind, it whipped the trees around. It was snowing in the yard. So you ripped a piece right off your shirt and you tied it round my arm and said,
be grateful for things. Where have you been, Allie? Remember nights just as merry. How have you been, Allie? Maybe I've got to be the one to give in. Stop comparing back to you. Maybe I've got to be the one to fight it. Great breakfast at noon, you felt it too. Call to say he holds you with his whole body. The way he curls in your lap like a child. When he heard a crack of thunder, have you been, Allie? Remember nights dressed as Marilyn? How have you been, Allie? Maybe I've got to be the one to
remember we were riding in your car, not thinking about much, didn't get too far. 19 miles till the gas ran out, and I ain't never walked that far before. It tastes like candy and cigarettes, and at that point hadn't tasted anything better yet. Got that love that can make a man. Got those eyes make a man forget. Ooh, 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 ooh. Say you love me all the way. Say that you love me too. Say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I'll let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through. Say you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Said I'll try to help you if I can. And after all this time, you're still the man. We're just books upon a shelf. Try to understand this if you can. And then she gives like a bubble bath. Oh, I love it when you laugh. Rain like pennies in a tin can. There's only one question left to ask. Say that you love me too. Say that you're called every single day. Place a phone call for you and let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through. Say that you love me all the way. Say that you love me all the way. Say that you love me too. Say that you're called every single day. Place a phone call for you and I'll let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through. Say that you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Whoa.
Just listening to Books by Camp. That was a Mila pick.
Yeah.
Mila, anything to say about that one?
Books by Camp. Okay. All I have to say about that song. Oh, okay. So now I'm the one who can't hear myself, so I have absolutely no clue.
You're good, girl.
Okay,
you're
cool. Good. So Books by Camp is one of many songs that I find and then cannot stop listening to, like, not a sane amount of times, like, as in that song on repeat, like, over and over and over again for, like, hours straight, for days straight. And when I first found that song, oh my gosh, I think I was in high school. And I found it and I started listening to it. And I'm from a state that, like, we're known for bluegrass. And so
really?
I was, like, walking around feeling really, like, in my element.
Wait,
and it's really called the Bluegrass State, but it's got like the banjo in the background,
yeah.
And you know, it's kind of got the vibe. And
yeah.
I was like, really, you know, I felt very connected to the state I lived in, which I hated when I lived there, but
unnamed
state. I don't want to air myself out on
it's
this.
Okay. You guys can.
But I think it became one of those songs where you just listen to it over and over again. And now whenever I hear it, I sort of think about that period of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like one of the connecting back to our theme, I think one of the things you do when you're sitting with a hot cup of tea, reading a book, or just like sitting with a warm blanket is you're sort of thinking about all of the times that you've been feeling calm and feeling happy and feeling sort of connected to yourself. And I think those songs created, because I listened to them so many times over and over again in one period, like super condensed periods, whenever I hear them, I think back to those periods and have like very good nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And while I wouldn't suggest doing this, I will say it's like very cup of calm. It's like you are able to immediately bring yourself whatever senses of calm that you had in the moment that you first started listening to it years and years later. So that's one of the songs that always kind of makes me feel like I'm walking through like a very crisp day on the way to school, sort of something like that. So I feel like that's a good and bad way to go about listening to music. What do you think?
I think though also like, it's easy for me to do the opposite in if there's a period in time that I'm listening to a song a lot and then I revisit like 6 months later, like I get that bad nostalgia, like I don't know, the nostalgia plagues me for some reason. It's reminds me of that time and also like makes me super aware of the fact like that it's not that time anymore, even if it was a good thing and the song is connected to a good memory. It's like I'm revisiting that and it gives me like a funky feeling.
Yeah.
Because of the time that has passed.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that could be cozy in and of itself. Like I can find a little cozy in that, on discomfort.
At that point you find like comfort in the surroundings rather than the thoughts. Where you're like, I have a cup of warm tea and a blanket and a fire, that's and that's what's going to be warm and cozy. And I'm
that's the warm and cozy part, and my thoughts are the scary part.
Yeah. Yikes. I think as we get older, something that we didn't realize was going to happen is we sort of feel the same, but all of the little things that people tell you as you age, that you're like, ha ha ha, you old person, that is so funny. Like, our entire lives, someone's been coming up to us, oh, it goes so fast, it goes so fast, you won't even believe it. And I think there's, like, a part of me now that's starting to understand what that means in a way that I didn't before. And I don't think I'm one of those people who's like, everything goes so fast. I think I take it more like, whatever happens, happens, and we're moving forward regardless. But I think there's moments where you sit down and realize how much time has passed. Oh my gosh, someone was talking about 2011 in one of my classes. I was like, oh yeah, 2011. Like, that's not that long ago. Mm-hmm. Oh girl, that's a hot minute ago. Very long time. Very. And like over a decade ago. And that's very strange to take a moment and realize, specifically with music, when you're like thinking back to that and you sort of like crystallize your mind over when that was and what that meant to you and how much you've changed since then. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you kind of have to step back and realize that, you know, your life has changed a lot and that's really difficult. But it's also kind of nice to remember who you used to be and who, like, all the things that have changed and all the great things you've accomplished since then. And I also think it's cool that you listen to this song, even though it kind of sucks. You listen to a song and you're right back to where you were. And you also still love that song. So, like, how much have we really changed if we still love a song from 2011 or whenever?
Yeah.
Even if we're mourning the loss of the life that we had in that moment, we still have a part of ourselves that is the same, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to even, like, I don't know that we really even change. I think just, like, what's displayed on the outside, and, like, is different sometimes than it has been, but, like, do we really change? I don't know. Anyway.
This has become a conversation about change.
Well, change is a thing to think about when you're cozy. Isn't it?
I think I've made Mia sad in the studio. I think I've brought down the vibe.
No. This song is a perfect mix between bringing down the vibe and lifting the vibe. I think it connects a lot to, like, what we've been talking about. I'll just let it speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back on and philosophize some more. Thanks for tuning in.
Things. she's right around the corner. I think you're getting warmer. Just take another step towards her. I bring myself
bigger than a minute, felt like a year. I'll never be the miss of anything I fear, so I'll take another minute and we'll call it here. I wanna be the best you've ever had, my dear. Going onward, going onward, going on. I'm loving on your linen, crossing all your teeth. There's not a lot to lose, there's lots of use in me, so I'll dress up as the villain. Think I'm wearing it well. Won't you come on over, take it off and make it easier to tell. Going on.
has a quaintness and charm that's all its own. In Avalon, you climb home. There's not much flat ground in Avalon, and houses cling to the hillside.
Thank you.
That was fledgling season.
Mm.
What is a fledgling? Mila? Thoughts?
A fledgling? I feel like I do know what that is, but I feel like I'm going to get
like
it wrong.
A fledgling.
Fledgling? I think it's...
I thought fledging was a word.
Isn't it just... Google says it's like a baby bird.
Fledgling.
A young bird that has yet to
fly.
And then they
soar. They leave the nest.
I don't understand how that works, to be honest. How do you know?
Migration?
No, migration. As a bird, how do you know when you're ready to just, like, kamikaze yourself out of a nest, you know?
They have to practice and they fall.
But then how do you get back up? You know, like, if you jump out the nest...
I think that the mama bird carries them.
Oh. Hmm.
Right?
See, this is all change, guys.
Here we go. This is a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Well, anyway, that was fledgling season metaphor. By Kat Niles. Mila has an important announcement, so I'm passing our singular pair of headphones over to her. Give us a second, and she'll tell you what's up.
I will. Hello, everyone. Oh, I can hear. This is so much better.
Isn't it?
I know. I really... Okay. I have a public service announcement from WMFO. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I find that to be utterly terrifying.
What?
The idea that somebody's watching me through my computer.
Oh.
And you may say, well, are you going to cover your computer like this amazing announcement is telling you to? The answer is probably not.
I do.
Yeah, she does. She has a whole, like, Tufts insignia.
I think I got it for free at, like, the club fair or something. It's, like, a little slidey thing.
It's kind of... It makes sense. It does work. Maybe I need to get one of those. Mm. I don't know. I used to be state for a while.
But you know what? There are cameras everywhere. We live in a surveillance state. Oh, that's politics. Sorry. Run that back.
We didn't say
What's
anything.
What's the next song?
Shh. Oh, wait. I have one more thing to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Totally off topic, but it is going to be... Okay, it is officially October 1st. Guys.
Oh my gosh, happy October.
Happy October.
Wow, we made it through September.
I know, I don't even know how we did it. I don't understand. It feels like somehow the longest and shortest month of my life.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, this means that there are going to be movies coming out and or you're going to be sitting around watching movies for the entirety of October. And if you're not doing that, something's wrong with you. So you're going to hear about this probably every time we go on the show because I'm kind of crazy about it.
Oh my
about
gosh,
the month.
No.
I love the month.
Wait, what are you about to say?
I'm about to say, in this ad, it says something about a piece of opaque tape. Now, if you like movies, I'm going to give you a suggestion to start off with something really creepy and something really cool and something about change and growing up and kind of in our show. There's this movie called I Saw the TV Glow that came out. Yeah. It's an A24 film, and it came out 2 years ago? 3 years ago? It is a beautiful...
I think it was more recent than that.
Beautiful
year.
Creature. Oh, yeah. I feel like it may have been... I feel like it was our sophomore year. So maybe 2 years
ago. I watched
ago.
It, like, recently.
It's an amazing film. It's so good. What it's so interesting. It's creepy and weird and fun.
Like,
why do you not like it? It's such a good movie.
I don't know what really creeped me out.
It is really creepy. It's very much like, are you actually alive? Like, that's the entire movie, which is kind of...
It made me uncomfortable.
It's a little uncomfortable.
But if you enjoy feeling that discomfort, then...
If you want something weird... Like, it's something that you... That's. It's not, like, a funny Halloween movie, but it is a good, creepy movie. And Phoebe Bridgers is in it. Alex G is in it. Like, all of these really interesting artists. The soundtracks is really well made. So if you want something cool to listen to, the visuals are insane. You should watch that. And there's a part of it called The Pink Opaque. That's why the opaque tape made me think about it. Anyways, that's my suggestion for this beginning of October day. I'm going to hand the headphones back to Mia.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Well, my suggestion is to curl up on the sofa with a cup of tea.
And watch I Saw TV Go.
No. And listen to our radio show because you can find the archives at WMFO.org if you didn't know that. Or just tune into whoever's playing on the day. All right, we have 5 more minutes. Don't know where the time went. That's insane. We have 2 more songs to play, but who knows if we'll get to them. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, I'm Mia.
I'm Mila.
That's Mila. We're Mess Machine. We're on Wednesdays at 12, from 12 to 1. And we will see you next week.
See you tomorrow.
Happy October.
Human, I'm assuming you balloon when you remove the that each spoon and start consuming like a human. That's why I'm assuming I'm sure that you're not just another girl. Why can't we be friends when we are lovers? 'Cause it always ends with us hating each other. Instead of calling me out, you should be pulling me in. I just got one more thing to say. And why would you believe you could control all your perceived when I, you best you into me? Why can't we be friends when we are lovers? 'Cause it always ends with us hating each other. Instead of calling me out, you should be pulling me in. I just got one more thing to say. I'm just pissed off because you paid me off after.
Love is not